keep stepping on my headphone wires.
That's no way to start a show, Mike.
I know it isn't. That's why I did it.
This is a way to start a show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to That Much Further West, the podcast. I'm Eric.
I'm Phil.
And I'm Mike.
And between Mike and I is my girl Sadie, the dog.
Hi, Sadie.
She's being real good.
And upstairs via baby monitor is Ruby Jean.
Ruby is down and out. And this is the first attempt to do this while keeping one ear on her. I think it will go smoothly. She is a great sleeper. I don't know how we got so blessed with that, but right on.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yes, good for you.
Haven't seen you guys in a while. Matter of fact, Mike, you look older since I've seen you last.
I am older. Well, aren't we all, though?
Every day a little older.
There's no going back, Mike.
I know. I crossed the 40 threshold.
Yeah, you had that special birthday.
Yep.
Do people do the whole, sorry not to be there. Do people do the whole, like, you're over 40 and over the hill kind of BS stuff now? No. They just gave you booze and
they did 30. At least for me, they did.
No, just a lot of booze and shots and more shots. And
you had a bunch of good friends come out.
Friends came out. My buddy Jed came out from Denver, which was a nice surprise. I didn't know he's coming.
All right.
And then my friend AJ and his new lady friend came down from Seattle, so that was also nice.
I got a chance to meet AJ. That was cool.
Yeah.
The party.
Yeah, he was there.
Did a little bowling.
Yeah. Got an argument with some ladies at the bowling alley.
All right. What about?
Well, Hollywood Bowl is closing at the end of May, so they kind of just don't care. So they basically double booking everything. So they booked four lanes for us, three lanes for these other ladies, two of them kind of combined. The other ladies were sitting there, and when I asked them to move, I got a little attitude. I got a little of this attitude. So I went and talked to the guy, and he moved us down to the other end. And I intervened, although I didn't want to because I was starting to get drunk because my wife wasn't having it. So better that I intervene than bail my wife out of jail on my birthday.
Good choice.
Yeah, so we moved the party down to the other side.
He's done this before.
Yeah. And we had a good time. And that place is fucking falling apart.
It literally was falling apart around us.
Like things were just breaking. It was like they're coning off sections because it just...
Oh, God.
It's a shame.
Yeah, that's a little hood rat place too. It's
it was interesting, but it was a lot of fun. And then we went to the White Owl Social Club afterwards and had drinks and
nice
more drinks like we needed them. But
it's your birthday,
yeah.
Of course you needed them.
And then actually, I didn't vomit or anything. My friend AJ did though.
You guys are covered. He had your back on that.
Yeah,
one.
He did.
Sorry, AJ.
Front.
He went ahead and took the hit for me on that aspect.
Attaboy.
Of course, he had
that's a friend. Right
he
there.
Had taken a month off, and that was his first day of drinking.
Oh, right back in the game.
Oh,
yeah, just like full. I just pushed him into the deep end.
Yeah,
yeah, no kidding. Swim, fucker.
Yes, you did.
And by the deep end, I mean like the Mariana Trench, just like.
Well, Mike, we're glad you're still around at 40.
Yeah.
Happy that you're here. Happy belated.
Penguins 4, Blue Jackets 2, just so you know. Philly just popped up on your computer.
I knew already. Canadians in overtime as well.
Anyways, you know what we're here about? All sorts of stuff, usually across the map, but one of the things we need to do for you is play some music.
Yes.
And we're going to kind of make this a little shorter set. Everybody's got five songs tonight, my song's got a little bit of a theme for a little bit of history that we'll talk about here in a little bit. But in the meantime, off the brand new album Portland, Oregon from Hill Stomp, here's Santa Fe Line.
I'm leaving here in the morning, boy. That I've seen Jesus play with flames in a lake of fire that I was standing in. Met the devil in Seattle, spent 9 months inside the lion's den. Met Buddha yet another time, he showed me a glowing light within. But I swear that God is there every time I go to the eyes of my best friend. Says my son, it's all been done. Someday gonna wake up old and gray. Go and try and have some fun. Showing warmth to everyone. We're reptile aliens made of light. Cut you open, pull out all your pain. Tell me how you make illegal something that I'll make and I pray. Some say you might go crazy. It might make you go insane. Every time I take a look inside that old fable book, I'm blinded and blinded of pain caused by some old man in the sky. Marijuana, LSD, psilocybin, DMT, they all change.
New Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
Right on from, I think that's the...
You saw me.
We saw you. That's a tricky one. I've discovered that myself.
Phil, you just found out that song just, it snuck out on iTunes, and we found it over here on the old Rhapsody.
We did.
Turtles All the Way Down, strange title.
Yeah, it's a weird tune, man, but it's really neat. I mean, it's a... I'm going to have to spend a little more time with that tune because the words are wild and
right.
There's some drug references going on there. And I think, I'm not sure you don't need to be in some sort of altered state to kind of grasp it all. But for a country song, it's awfully cool.
And don't be fooled, people. That was not Waylon. That was Sturgill Simpson.
Yep, Sturgill Simpson.
What did you say about him, Mike? Sturgill, what was it you said about him?
Oh, he sounds more like Waylon than his son, than Waylon's son does.
He's more Waylon than his son, yeah, exactly. Just before that, we had Nikki Lane with Gone, Gone, Gone. Philly was just telling us that she's making the rounds, opening up for the old 97s right now.
That's right. They'll be at Wonder. I think that's Wonder Ballroom here in Portland, Oregon in May.
May 13th. And you said that
Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys is producing the new Nikki Lane record, which is creating quite a buzz, I believe, and I think it's coming out this summer, so we'll be keeping an eye out for that.
Mm.
Right on.
Yes.
Yes, indeed, and we had the new Hill Stomp.
Yes.
Just out Tuesday on Fluff and Gravy
Three
Records.
Three new songs.
Tres new songs. Yeah, cool.
Nice. So
turning on to the new stuff.
Tres nuevo songs.
And again, two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, my Spanish just went boop. Stopped.
Was that Navajo there, Michael? What was that? Nice.
Anyways, these have been Philly's list of songs. Philly got one more here before it looks like it's rolling in my tunes. I'll just tell you where.
Actually, he's got two more.
Oh, I apologize. Let's just play these two, and then we'll come back to the other stuff. So you got two more. You got a little American Aquarium with Rattlesnake.
I do. Heard it this weekend and said I got to play that on the show.
And Denver with the song Reno.
Yeah, I think that's a Mike tune, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't pick that.
Not Mike Lee, but Mike Elias, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know how to pick and or sing.
Pick your nose.
Give it a try sometime.
So anyways, let's crack those out. Looks like some good picks here, Philly.
Thanks, bud.
Enjoy.
North of Tupelo. Oh Lord, she's a Mississippi queen. And just like that big river, oh Lord, she'll pull you under. She fights fire with gasoline. Well, the first time that I saw her down at the white water, dance across those ancient hardwood floors, and you could tell she had a history with the cigarettes and whiskey and the boys that had a way with words. But I want to make that glorious mistake. Now she's got the kisses of a thousand angels and the bite of a rattlesnake. Kentucky bourbon, oh Lord, she took my breath away. And when she called me darling, I started caterwauling. Oh, I had nothing else to say. But I want to make that glorious mistake. Now she's got the kisses of a thousand angels and a bite of a all alone, strikes the fear of Jesus. She sends that fear coursing through my blood. And when we hit the bedroom, it's always fire and brimstone. Yes, I have been washed in the blood. And I want to make that glorious mistake. Now she's got the kisses of a thousand angels and a bite. Sunday morning, I couldn't stand the look on my face. I packed my suitcase and grabbed all I own. Said I ought to get out of this place. It's endless highways with no streetlights. I'm hitching rides from town. Got much
That was the Portland band Denver singing about Reno.
The Nevada
town. Did you see that? Did you get that? Yeah. You got three cities in there in one shot.
Yep.
Nice.
I work at a bar called the Wichita that's in Milwaukee, which is a suburb of Portland.
Isn't that in Wisconsin? Denver's where? Colorado?
But last I checked.
Is this thing on?
Green chili. We got a job out in Denver, and one of my boys is going to get to go out there and strike a show. And I was like, you ever been to Denver? He goes, no. I go, green chili. I just looked at him and said, oh, you get, just go any place and get green chili. So good.
Right on.
And the Three Kings Tavern.
Yeah. I don't know if I have time for that. Anyways.
Is there time for anything else when you're in Denver?
I would make time for it. I'm not sure he's the kind of cat that would make time for that.
We also heard from American Aquarium there just before.
A little rattlesnake.
A band that all three of us agree is awesome. We from love those guys.
Raleigh, North Carolina.
We were just chatting about how are those cats not bigger, but we're not that department that just magically goes, you up next.
I think it's coming for those guys. I really do.
Oh, I thought it was coming for us. We're right around the corner being magic.
Yeah.
Any day now.
Yeah. It's just about to happen.
I can feel it. It's like tingling in my fingertips. Awesome. Or maybe that's the booze.
Well, it's great to be back here at the helm, guys.
Yeah. It's been a while.
We haven't been together in a couple of weeks.
Thanks to Eric's schedule. I'll take the hit right there.
That's all right.
We're doing our thing. We're all really busy right now.
Yeah. Still putting some music shows out, which is great. I'm glad we're still doing that.
Yeah, the All Music podcast was very nice.
Uh-huh.
A lot of great tags you got there, Philly. That was very nice.
Right on. Nice. Tried to throw the kitchen sink at it.
I was the handsome John Burbank was the one that surprised me the most.
All right, cool. I'm glad. That's right. I picked that one up. And
that's right. That was out at the Root Jack CD release thing.
And it was all I could do. Not to play the Fred Phelps tune, but I just want to let that guy go away.
Yeah, and and Mike's never going to sing that again. He did it the last time with the John Moreland, Dead Night at Dante's, the next day he died.
I hope he goes out to Kansas and takes a crap on his grave.
He's got to.
I mean, he put it in the song.
He's got to. And yeah. I think he will.
The world just feels better now that
and if he does,
dead.
I don't need video. I'll take his word for it.
Right. You did that, Mike? Sure, great.
That a boy.
Job well done. Way to keep you to your word.
Did you drink whiskey and eat Taco Bell the whole way out there? Yes, I'm sorry I went there. Okay, let's get back on track.
So, Eric, you've got a little block of tunes here, and tell us a little bit about it.
My brain's been so encompassed on work, I was sitting here thinking, April, something happened in April that really mattered to me in my life at one point. And it was 2 years ago, well, on the 19th, so this is just now a couple days past, but Leave on Helm passed. And for me, that was a big hit. I mean, the band, Levon himself, was so much influence. Well, to not just me, but to tons of people, tons of musicians. I mean, how many covers are there out there of The Weight, you know, or even Root Jacked, you know, has The Shape I'm In on a, you know, an album from a couple years ago. They still influence people. He still will influence people for years to come. But he's been gone 2 years now.
And we named the bar.
Yes, the Helm where we sit is named after Levon Helm. If I would have had a boy instead of a girl, I would have named him Levon.
So there you have it.
So I got a lot of love for that. So
and we did do after he passed away, we did do a tribute to him too when we were doing the radio show, not the podcast.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah. So he'll always be encompassed in our show somehow. Anyways, so all five of my songs are either the band or Levon stuff from different periods. I hope I grab something a little bit from everything. I mean, obviously some band songs that are awesome. Him when he's playing mandolin and out doing Ramble stuff, you know, the Ryman's and those old RCO shows with all his like superstar cast on stage. So
all stars.
Yeah. So
should we just let all five of them play so we can have a full block?
Yeah. Here it comes. So look, I got The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, Poor Old Dirt Farmer, Anna Lee, When I Paint My Masterpiece, and then it just can't be a thing without The Weight. As far as I'm concerned, that's to me like one of the greatest songs ever. So we'll close it out with The Weight. So here's a Levon block.
Let's rock it.
Thanks Enjoy. For listening.
It's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the people were singing. They went la 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 la. La. lost all his calm.
Shadows grow long. Hey. angels and nightingales gathering night to hear Mother Annalee's song. Her two babies on cheek and on brow, and left them with nary a care. The wind it did arise, and the rain it did fall, the river a shadowy way. And Ollie never heard danger's dark call, swept to her watery grave. I return to you, dear, in the dimming of day, as a sparrow returns to her nest. I return to you, dreaming with each lullaby, hold your sweet weary head to my breast.
In 1967 or 68, I heard a record called Music from Big Pink, and it changed my life. It changed the course of American music. Please welcome the band.
Oh, the streets of Rome
Miss Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Ann Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Ann Lee company?
Take a load off Fanny.
Put your load right on me.
The animal version.
Muppets version.
So yeah, there's my little Levon dedication. Thanks for letting me do all five of those Levon style.
No one's complaining,
right?
No, not at all.
And if you got a complaint, shove it.
We were talking off air. We were talking about the Jimmy Fallon and Muppets version of that song when Jimmy Fallon left his old show and went to the Tonight Show slot, and how great it was and how genius it was.
And animals involved?
Yeah, and well, the whole Muppet
it's
band
a home
is involved.
Run.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah. It's
Dr. Fantastic. Tooth and fucking Janet.
Janice.
And
And Jimmy on the drums. He was Levon. And matter of fact, the drum kit looked like Levon's kit. Like the detail to make that what it was really thought through. You know, so
I'm just glad the Muppets are back. And like you know, they weren't as prevalent for a long time, and now they're making all these movies and they're back. And
yeah,
you know, it's good for me because I love the Muppets.
Right on.
There's got to be a way. I had to dig up
my old hits of acid and start. Oh.
I mean.
Sorry, was that out loud?
Been keeping those in the freezer, Mike?
For years.
Better with time.
I'm like, what? Why do I have? Oh yeah, that's right. The Muppets will be back soon. I swear.
3 gallons of ice cream, some acid, and the Muppets.
Nice. nice.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
That'd be messy.
Fine radio, man, I'll tell you.
All right.
Why are there swirls in the ice cream, man?
The swirls are delicious.
Anyways, as usual, we're having a good time down here at the helm. We appreciate you checking into our show and listening. I haven't seen a list floating around, so I dare be afraid to ask this. Do we know about shows right around the corner that we should be talking about?
Drive-By Truckers and Shovels and Rope are coming up real soon. Probably, I think, the 24th of April. So that's a couple days away.
Indeed, next week.
Yeah.
A couple days. This week.
Yeah, this week, a couple days away.
It's Thursday. We should pull up that old interview and rerun that.
Yeah, that was a great interview.
From Wildwood the first year.
Two in the morning,
that was awesome. That's
great.
Them and their dog, Towns.
That'll be a big show. They've been playing with Willie Nelson at most of their stops through California and stuff. So
They deserve everything they can get.
Yeah, they're amazing.
It's absolutely fantastic.
They should put out a new album. I mean, not that I'll Be Joyful isn't great, but
there's a rumor that it's been a couple coming. Years.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's just shaping up, man. A lot of records pouring out right now. It's good to see. Yeah, yeah,
good. Really, fetus.
It feels better knowing that this stuff's coming out.
Feed
coming out
us.
Soon, so.
Fetus.
Fetus.
Mike.
Nice. Well, you kind of ran it together.
Feed us. Fetus.
Feed us. All of a sudden, it's a death metal show.
Fetus.
Fetus. Fetus.
Oh, I had already thought it went too far, and then bam, oh, Philly's like, no, we got one more line to cross.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Philly took it too far?
Yeah.
That's my job.
maybe we're rubbing off on him.
And I just hope Mike doesn't feel threatened.
No, not at all. Take it away, Philly.
That's good.
Hey, so those were Philly songs. Those were my songs. That leaves you, Mike Lee.
Yeah.
You get the final little ding-dong of songs.
I do.
Got some kick-ass.
Yeah, any of these you want to talk about, or do you want to play a few? What's going on? What's in your arsenal here,
Well, we got a Meanest Jukebox in Town, Whitey Morgan in the 78s. And Sturgill is the incarnation of Waylon, and Whitey is the incarnation of Johnny Paycheck.
All right. Amen to that.
Pretty much. Hip Hatchet, that's Felipe from right here from in Portland, Oregon via New Jersey.
Or as I like to call him, Phil from Jersey.
Phil
from Jersey.
He played last year at Wildwood Music Festival and just pretty much blew us all away.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, if you haven't heard him, wait till you hear this voice. It is something, especially when you see his face and you hear him sing.
I was standing in line with him on Saturday morning getting breakfast. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm performing a little bit. And then he got up there and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, what happened? Who's this guy? Like, he was like, every year there's been like one or two of those guys who just have that voice who you're just like, oh, my God, where has this guy been? Like, how do we not know who this person is? And he was one of those people for sure.
Let's reach out to Phil and get him down here.
Yeah. And then we got some Magnolia Electric Company.
Mm-hmm.
Just a great song. Just great band.
Blue Rodeo. You know that band?
Ray After My Heart here.
Yeah.
Boy.
The great Canadian band.
I know. Like, Blue I Rodeo. Just can't believe it. Is this something awesome new? Band.
No. The method to my madness when I select songs is I just start scrolling through list of band names and I'm like, oh yeah, boom, and I click on it and I go, what song do I want to hear? And then I pick it. I generally don't go in with a lot of thought.
A lot of thought.
That's the way my life works in general. Unless I really, really want to listen to something when the new Awesome Lucas came out and I was like every other show I was
right,
something from
right,
that.
Right, the PPJ.
Yeah. So, and then...
Love Blue Rodeo.
Ending it with the Gaslight Anthem, who doesn't really fit our bill, but they're a great rock band.
Sure they do.
And I love them.
Yeah.
So. Gaslight's awesome.
Well, you'll hear from us before this show ends, but here's Mike's pick of songs this week. Enjoy. They're going to be good ones.
Yes, that's the meanest jukebox in town. It's dreams. Yes, that's the mainest jukebox in town. Each dream I try to build, it crumbles to the ground. Since she's gone, the only thing that keeps me hanging round is the mainest jukebox in town.
made more mistakes than that just tonight. So all of you folks in heaven not too busy ringing the bell, some of us down here ain't doing very well. Some of us with our windows open in the Southern Cross Hotel.
That was Blue Rodeo with It Could Happen to You.
Mike, thanks for reminding me that band's out there. I used to love and listen to that band all the time, and I just fully backburnered forgot about them.
It's in your playlist.
My playlist is rather large, brother.
Yes, I know.
Hey, we wanted to be a little more proficient about telling you what's happening this week and shows you need to go to. So we pulled up the old website where we keep you up to date at all times. When we find out about shows, we put them on our website. Coming up, 424, Drive-By Trucker, Shovels and Rope at the Roseland. 425, Fernando with Michael Dean Dameron, Sarah Gwen, and Hearts of Oak. That's all a bunch of buddies right there. That's fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Great show. 426, the Deer Lodge All-Star Review with the Tumblers and the Bad Assets at the Landmark Saloon.
That same night, you might want to also go see Midwestern with Sarah Gwen and Rich West Blatt at the Once in a While Sky at Mississippi Pizza.
And that same night, up at Music on the Mounds is Sarsaparilla. And Music on the Mounds is up in Little Rock, Washington, which is up by Olympia.
And then to finish out the week and that month of stuff we know about, 427 Federale at Mississippi Studios. As always, go see live music. Go see these bands. Support, support, support. Yep. Your support is how they keep going. How they keep making more good stuff for you. So yeah,
a lot of great shows coming up too in May and June, going on, and of course July, the Wildwood Music Festival, July 18th through the 20th. We are the MCs of that festival. Our buddies Fluff and Gravy Records are sponsor it.
Secret Aardvark.
Secret Aardvark, our sponsor. Secret Aardvark sponsor Fluff and Gravy, and it's just an all in. They sponsor Wildwood, not Fluff and Gravy. But it's just in general a great weekend of music, 3 days, basically camping. So much great music.
Larry and his Flask, Hill Stomp, Charlie Parr, Otis Heat, Haunted Wind Chimes,
Tom Vandenhoven,
Grizzled Mighty, Root Jack,
Willie T. Taylor.
Oh, man. Yeah, Willie T. Brothers of the Last Watch, which, by the way, is drummer John from Hill Stomp and Mr. McDougal, and it's kind of the heavy rockin'.
So McDougal will be a three-year participant in Wildwood.
Well, and then on the same note, to be honest with you, because Anna and the Underbelly, right?
Anna will be, because she was in Jackalope Saints. Last year she played with Jeffrey, and this year she's playing her deal.
Yeah, so she's a three-time winner, too.
Well spun there, boys.
Yeah.
And you should like Chad Lanning Photography on Facebook and check out his photo shoot with Anna Tivel. It's spectacular.
Which, by the way, I think she's changed. She's not Anna in the Underbelly anymore. She didn't like the confusion. I wonder if she's told the Wildwood people that she's just now Anna Tivel.
She's going solo.
Well, it is solo. So, I mean, it's just, so. And by the way, about your Chad Lanning thing, mm-hmm. FCL.
Yes. Lando Chadrissian.
Oh, my. Most disturbing post of the week.
That was fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah. I loved it. Lando Chadrissian. Did someone say that? Or did you just pull that out of your butt?
Somebody posted
it. Oh, my God.
He did.
I think Chris Viola came up with it. Lando Chadrissian. And then he posted a picture of his face on Lando Calrissian's image.
Oh, that's what I saw.
Yeah. It's amazing. I think, but
that was disturbing.
If I can remember right, Viola is the one who came up with it. Lando Chadrissian.
God love you, Chris.
Anyway, as we took a left there, Wildwood Music Festival, third weekend in July. Also, that's
Sheridan, Oregon.
Yep, and that's brought to you by Kim and Katie. Kim has the property out there, and Katie runs the Wildwood Hotel. And they're always, always some of the biggest supporters of the music scene. And obviously, this festival is doing so great. This will be year three.
Early June.
What a lineup.
By Paul James.
Oh, yeah. Leak it.
Early June, possessed by Paul James.
Yeah, we'll just
very early June.
Yeah,
we'll just on the first day.
Stay tuned for that. We're gonna get him booked someplace, and we'll tell you all about it. And we need the masses to come because this is the shit.
Yeah, it's possessed by Paul James.
guys, great show. Thanks for coming.
Yep, short and sweet. The, we got to
help. Yeah, and well, I mean, still, we put in some time. Yeah. So and nice got right to the point about some things. We got to put out that list. Go see those bands we were telling you about. Go eat and drink aardvark straight out of the bottle. And what
next,
else?
The next time we get together, we will tell you whether or not this one place in North Portland has the best brisket sandwiches ever, because we'll have dinner here.
You cornered me. I can't believe you just did that.
Yeah, right on the
Son
air.
Son of a bitch.
I know.
Seriously. You know, awesome. I'll
great work, Mike.
Yeah, P's and Q's Market on Deakum here in Portland. Best brisket sandwich ever.
Not convinced. I got to get a sample. Yes. Sample size.
Mike and
by
I
sample size, I mean like
this one.
I guarantee you there are people.
Like a platter.
Of the three people that listen to the show, one of them had this sandwich. And they're gonna write in and say,
so
Eric's right.
So that'd be you.
And Chad. I know Chad and Junie. They're the ravers of this. The Chad Calrissian.
I know Chad Racine.
Go see live music. Keep listening to the show. We really appreciate you.
Thank you all.
Yeah. If there's stuff you want to hear, if there's stuff you want to say to us, talk to us on our Facebook. We like to chat.
Or on our website.
Yep. You can make comments on the website as well.
TMFWpodcast.com.
We'd love to see some more comments at the website. Yeah.
We want to interact with you.
We're getting spammed out the ying lately. And I would love to not have to go like delete all, but to actually find some real comments, because somebody's trying to sell me Louis Vuitton bags. And it's getting...
What price?
Delete. Are they Louis Vuitton or Louis Vuitton? Are they out of somebody's trunk at the Safeway parking lot?
We're all approachable, listening people, and we appreciate you guys.
On top of going to see live music, check out all these bands we're playing, because you know you might be surprised and you might hear something new that you really dig.
Yeah, go find them and like them. Hopefully you heard something new tonight, and hopefully some of those old stuff you already knew about. So, Levon, we miss you, and you guys, thanks for being a part of the show.
And, thank you.
We're going out with the Gaslight Anthem. Here's Looking at You, Kid.
Enjoy.
You can tell Gail if she calls that I'm famous now for all of these rock and roll songs. And even if that's a lie, she should have given me a try when we were kids on the field of the first day of school. I would have been her fool, and I would have sang out your name in those old high school halls. You tell that to Gail if she calls. And you can tell Jane if she writes that I'm drunk off all these stars and all these crazy Hollywood nights. And that's total deceit. But she should have married me and tell her I spent every night of my youth on the floor, bleeding out from all these wounds. I would have gotten her right out of that town she despised. You tell that to Jamie if she writes. But boys will be boys, and girls have those eyes that'll cut you to ribbons sometimes. And all you can do is just wait by the moon and believe if it's what she says you ought to do. She asks why that a thief had stole my heart while she was making up her mind. Heard she lives in Brooklyn with the cool, was crazy over that New York scene on 7th Avenue. But I used to wait at the diner a million nights without her. Rain, she won't